Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine, or BME for short. And today what I'm going to share with you is four simple changes that you can make to your website so that it will convert even more effectively. And these are things that some will be super obvious to you and some will be like, oh, I haven't thought of it before. But regardless of which points you take away, I know that's going to be valuable and help you get more performance out of your site. So stay tuned and I'll share them with you. When we go into business, we have big dreams, we have big goals, we have huge visions, and most of us go into business to achieve a different level of freedom of time and freedom of money, right? We want to make the impact that we want to make, but we also want to get the result from it. And along the way, for me at least, and it may be the case for you, I know for me, I've realized that, oh, I have the wrong mindset about that, or I've been taking the wrong approach, or what was working before has to be leveled up and changed and improved. And all of this week, we've been talking about websites, web development, what it takes to be successful with a website, the things that we easily forget or ignore, or when we need outside perspective to be successful. And so today, with these four simple changes that you can make, I'm going to break them down for you. And maybe they all apply, maybe only one of them applies, or maybe none of them apply, but I'd be pretty shocked with that. But I just want to encourage you to open your mind to looking at your website in a little bit different way and realize that it can be such a huge asset that can help you really grow your business. It can help you not only with your employees, but with prospects and customers. You can automate your business. We've talked about so many things this week, and I just want to leave with these four things that will help you get better conversion from your site. The first thing to seriously consider, if you don't already have already, is to make sure that you have the option to call you. Click to call. There should be a phone number in the header. You can have a phone number in the footer. And I believe, regardless of what you sell, if you're an e-commerce company, if you're a service company, if you're an information company, whatever it is, have a phone number so people can call you. And then, by the way, make sure you pick up the phone because when somebody wants an answer now and you pick up the phone and you help them, even if you have an e-com store and you can say, oh, you know what, I'd recommend this product. You're creating that customer relationship and you're creating a positive customer experience. And when they have something that they don't know how to search for on your site or they don't know what to do, if they don't have a way to have a real live conversation with you, then they're going to Google and search something else and they're going to leave confused or overwhelmed and not become a prospect and not become a customer from being a prospect that you can serve and help. So make sure there is an easy way to contact you. Calling is ideal, but also chat is good. That can definitely work too. I've seen cases where people say, hey, you know, put in your information and text us and we'll text you back right now. Make sure there's a real-time communication option and a phone number so you can have an audible voice-to-voice call. Second thing is to pay attention and list your pricing. I know for me, I get super frustrated when I'm like, oh, this looks like a cool company. And then, oh, if you want to learn more about our pricing, you have to book a demo or you have to request information. All that does is drive me away and I start looking somewhere else. And maybe I'm the only person, but I don't think that's true because I've done some research on this. And when people are looking information, if we don't give them the answer, they go to somebody else for the information. So even if you have custom projects or ranges, or starting prices, just be upfront and say, like, you know, we don't know exactly what your project is going to cost, or we don't know exactly what products you're going to need or what services you need, but some of our packages start here, some of our products are here. Give ranges or ideas so they can go, oh, well, this seems like it might fall in my budget range, so I want to have a conversation with them. Nobody needs a 30-minute call, a 15-minute call to realize that they can't afford you, and nobody needs a 30-minute call to realize you're too cheap and it doesn't match their extensive needs. So make sure you're serving your audience and put pricing on your website, no matter who you are. The third thing that will help you get more conversion on your website is give them something to solve their problems right away. A gift up front builds trust. The law of reciprocity, the principle of reciprocity applies in all things. So if you have a calculator or a tool or a download or a giveaway or a free training video, something that actually solves their problem and not just some like thing you threw together that you don't even know if it would work or help somebody, a real gift, a real value add will build that relationship and give them trust in who you are. And so it's important to think through that and say, like, what is something upfront I can give that is going to solve some of their problems and give value to them and invest in this relationship? When we take that approach and we truly look at this and say, how can we create something super valuable that will help them move forward? That's the first step in building the relationship. So make sure you have a gift up front that will help them. And the fourth thing is set up remarketing campaigns that will help you follow your prospect all around the internet. And remarketing, if you're not familiar with it, is you probably have visited a site and were checking something out. And then you notice, oh, in my Facebook feed, I see ads for that company. And I'm reading articles on a news site and I see that. And, you know, I'm being followed around with this brand. It's a simple way for you to stay top of mind after somebody initially checks you out, so that as they're considering that decision, or they're thinking about working with you, or they're looking at buying that product, that you can stay top of mind until they are ready to buy. There's only a very small percentage of people that will come to your site or make that phone call or contact you that want to buy today or buy this week. The majority of people are going to buy a little bit later, and some people are going to buy way into the future. And so it's our job to stay in front of them and keep serving them and adding value and making sure that they know who we are. So when they're ready, they can reach out and get the support they need, get the products and services that they need. And so those are four simple changes you can make. Make sure there's an option to call you and they can talk to you right away. Other chat options, texting are all great, but I strongly encourage you to have a phone number and pick up that phone number. The second thing is to list your pricing, even if it's just budget ranges or ideas, so they can have a concept of what the investment may look like. Because again, nobody wants a 30-minute call to just find out they can't afford you or that you're not even the right solution. The third is give them a gift, give them value, give them something to solve their problems up front. In internet marketing terms, we call that a lead magnet. But I want you to shift away from that mindset and say, what gift, what tool can I give somebody to solve their problems? Because then we approach building that resource or that asset the right way. And then the fourth thing is just to make sure that you remarket and you have simple, low-cost digital ad campaigns that follow around people who have visited your site, because that's going to bring them back more frequently and it's going to help you grow your business as you serve them. All this week, we've talked about websites, design and development, the proper way to market them, the right strategies and the right mindset. Hope this has been useful for you. If you need help on any of this stuff, just reach out. You can comment down below. You can message me, or you can reach us at businessmarketingengine.com. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you next week.